Now, Sandy Kelly, hello.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good. 1978, Sandy Kelly. What were you doing?
Driving a transit van with the musicians in the back, going to every carnival in the country.
Right. Happy days. Happy days.
Very, very glamorous.
Yes, yeah. And where would you...
And I was just married a year at the time. Were and you? I was 24.
Yeah. Aha. And where would you get changed when you arrived, Sandy?
The back of the van.
Right.
Yeah, you had they'd send a poster in advance, of course, and you'd look like a model, a page three model,
yeah.
or a Hollywood star. And then when you step out of the van, once you got there, having driven the whole way, you wouldn't look anything like the poster at all. And in fact, on one occasion, I remember a committee member asking me when Sandy was going to arrive.
So you popped into the back of the van, magic transformation.
It's amazing how you conjure up these things, you know, when you have to.
Right, you and Willie Nelson, you recorded together how long back?
I was thinking about that, and it's 30 years.
Right.
30 years. And we went into the studio to record one song, Crazy, which he wrote, as you probably know.
Yes.
And he had so much fun. We went on to record three songs, which have already been released. And then he said, would you like to do another one? And for some reason, I don't know why, I said, would you like to do a Christmas song? And he said, why don't we do that Christmas song?
Yes.
So that's how it happened.
And that's been sitting in a vault somewhere, has it, since? Or?
It's been sitting in a vault for 30 years. All the tracks were in Nashville. My producer, Harold Bradley, who sadly passed away about a year ago, he had the tracks and I had some here, copies, of course.
Mm.
And I decided, because I had the new album out last year, my first album after 30 years, it kind of whetted my appetite to release something else. So I thought, why not?
So will we play a bit of it? So this is from 30 years ago. Have you done anything to it?
Not a thing. As you hear it is how we sang it and how we did it at the time. All live musicians in Bradley's Barn, which was a very historic studio.
Yeah.
Where Patsy Cline would have worked. My guitar player was her guitar player and his brother was her producer. So it was all very nostalgic at the time and I think it comes across.
Let's have a listen.
So I'm offering a simple phrase. Kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
That's lovely, Sandy.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's very Christmassy and sort of oldie worldy Hollywood or something.
Yeah, and the two voices.
We just got on. It was great. I mean, you can imagine sitting in front of the man who wrote Crazy and singing with him, you know?
Yeah.
And in the studio at the time is Patsy Cline's producer playing the piano, her husband, Charlie, and my producer, and there's Willie Nelson singing.
Wow.
Right in front of me. It was amazing.
We were playing show band hits during the week because Adam Clayton from U2 did a documentary. Mm-hmm. It went out on Wednesday night, I do believe. Mm-hmm. Ballroom Blitz. Did you see it?
Not yet. I didn't. I was actually away doing shows in Scotland.
Aha.
So I didn't see it, but I did see his interview on the Late Late Show. I thought it was great.
Mm.
He seems like a really nice person.
Would you be a fan of U2?
Oh, gosh. I have the most dreadful story. U2 are my favourite band in the whole world. And the last time that I worked with Johnny Cash was in 1993, and we were sitting at the Olympia. I was beside the stage, waiting to go on, sitting on a high stool. And the door opened beside me, and who walked in? Only the four members of U2.
Right.
Do you think I could speak? Do you think I could say hello, tell them how wonderful I thought they were? Bono put his hands on each of my shoulders, stood behind me, and he was talking away about Johnny Cash and all of this. And the next thing, not a word. I tried my best to get my mouth to move. Not a thing.
Ah.
No. So wouldn't it have been wonderful if Adam had interviewed me for the show band thing?
Well, there might be Ballroom Blitz 2, Sandy.
Will you put me down for that?
I'll put you down for that.
You put my name forward for
and,
that.
In my own words, a busy year because of a new book in my own, and that story's probably in it and loads more. I love that arriving in a field and where's Sandy Kelly and getting changed. Ta-da, I'm Sandy Kelly. And you had a busy personal year as well. Was there a wedding or was there a wedding in the family? Or?
Oh, my son Willie got married to Christina in Estonia. It was wonderful.
Great. And would you have to sing at something like that now?
I did. And actually, you won't believe who my singing partner was.
Go on.
Niall McCabe.
Aha. And he's on the show next. It's all connected. We knew that, Sandy. We knew that, of course.
Yeah, I don't know whether you did.
No,
but
we didn't. We didn't.
I'm a big Niall McCabe fan. He's just wonderful.
Right. Isn't that that's a lovely connection.
My special daughter, Barbara, was one of the bridesmaids. Yes, yeah. And my grandson, the ring bearer. So you can imagine, it was wonderful.
And what age is Barbara now? Does she mind you sharing
Barbara's
that?
Barbara's 43 and anxiously waiting for Santa to come.
Right, isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's great. It depends on if he brings what she asked for.
SandyKellyMusic.com. SandyKellyMusic.com. And I see you're on tour from February of next year.
Yeah. My special guest this time is Mark Roberts, my dear friend Mark Roberts. Uh-huh. And we're all over Roscommon, Bantyre, Manor Hamilton, Cavan, Selbridge, Gurchin, Oma, Limerick, and Wexford.
Brilliant.
And SandyKellyMusic.com is the place to find out exactly where we are.
And the duet with Willie Nelson is available now wherever you get your music, Christmas song. It's lovely. Sandy, it was lovely talking to you. Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
See you now.
A very happy Christmas to you too. Thank you so much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.